When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great-tasting, high-quality organic dairy ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
Tonight,
I think Twitter is kind of a snarky, fun place.
Chrissy Teigen's third apology for bullying. But is it enough? The new claims against her today. Then, an Oprah exclusive you don't want to miss.
It's so good.
Her special tribute to fathers and what you never knew about her own.
I cried 4 or 5 times.
And will she be godmother to Harry and Meghan's baby girl? Plus, ScarJo.
I'm older now, so everything is more painful.
Only E.T.'s invited to the England set of Black Widow.
Yeah, that's important to know, actually.
Then, Brian Austin Green and Sharna Burgess. Ready for kids?
Just be prepared.
And from the Jersey Shore to E.T., Snooki is here to co-host.
Y'all's queen. E.T. starts right now.
Oprah teaming up with Sterling K. Brown to celebrate Black fatherhood. Welcome to ET at the London West Hollywood, everybody. We'll have the exclusive details in just a moment. But first, let's start with Chrissy Teigen. She's apologized 3 times now for her past Twitter bullying, but there's a new fallout today.
I think Twitter is kind of a snarky, fun place. I don't believe in, like, inspirational Twitter, really.
The supermodel who posted, "I was a troll, full stop, and I am so sorry," showed off a new butterfly tattoo drawn by daughter Luna and sent this message to her critics, quote, "I can honestly say I do not hate you. I send you love. How annoying is that? You must be so annoyed." But Teigen did not address the latest cyberbullying claims.
Yes, I'm calling them out, and I'm sick of it, you know?
Just 3 hours before her post, Project Runway alum designer Michael Costello alleged he was blacklisted in 2014 because of Chrissy, and it led him to have suicidal thoughts as recently as last week. Quote, "So many nights I stayed awake wanting to kill myself."
Fortunately, I've been blessed to be getting everyone's phone call for dresses.
We were with the designer back in 2014, which is just before he made headlines for being falsely accused of using the N-word. Allegedly, Chrissy DM'd him this, "Racist people like you deserve to suffer and die. You might as well be dead. Your career is over. Just watch."
Beyoncé's worn about 4 looks from our collection. I work really close with her and her stylist.
Up until that point, he dressed Queen B, Britney, Kim K, J-Lo, Gwen Stefani, and others. But the 38-year-old claims much of that came to a halt after Chrissy aligned with celeb stylist Monica Rose to ensure he would lose work. Today, a source tells ET Monica Rose never bullied Michael Costello or told people not to work with him. Costello tells ET today, "I am still waiting for Chrissy Teigen and anyone who bullied me to reach out to me. I welcome them to have a real conversation." I think there does need to be a lot of conversation. Well, turning now to our Oprah exclusive. Kevin Frazier spoke to her about her emotional special honoring Black fathers and the Hollywood dads who joined her.
The phenomenal Sterling K. Brown.
So I asked Sterling K. Brown, "Would you join me in helping me to honor Black fathers?" And he said, "Whoa, Oprah, I'd be so happy to do that." Yes. Sterling cried 3 times. I cried 4 or 5 times just in the taping of the special.
When the storm comes, you can break.
Why now and why this special about fathers?
I'd had this idea for several years. I wanted this show, honoring our kings, to be a symbol, emblematic of thanking all of the great Black fathers. I am the product of a Black father. Had my father not stepped in and taken responsibility for me, I certainly wouldn't be sitting here talking to you on ET or have the life that I had. I told this story. My mother and father were only together 1 time. They never married. My father didn't know that he had a daughter until after I was born. My mother sends him a note saying, "Send money." And he took responsibility for me just because he thought I could have been his. Mm. Isn't that amazing?
I lived with my dad primarily most of my adolescence.
Star dads John Legend and Kevin Hart are also a part of the 2-hour special Honoring Our Kings, Celebrating Black Fatherhood, which airs tonight on OWN.
I don't need to tell my child who they are, what they like, who they feel they are. That's not my job.
You have D. Wade coming in, who, I mean...
D. Wade was so open and honest. I couldn't believe how honest he was because he was so used to being the center of attention, that coming home and now... being not number one on the list, number five on the list in the house, had sent the brother to therapy.
On Sunday, Oprah's friend Prince Harry will be celebrating his first American Father's Day as the papa of two. How do you think of Lilibet Diana?
I love that name.
Yes.
And, you know, I got to send them something really special for Father's Day.
By the way, you know the internet has been pushing for you to be the godmother. You know, the internet is like, please let Oprah be the godmother.
I don't need to be the godmother. I mean, I'm a godmother by default. You know, I'm a neighbor, I'm a friend and all that. But I think, you know, you probably need somebody younger to be the godmother. But I'm so excited and so happy for them. And now trying to figure out what, I don't even know what to send to celebrate.
I mean, any gift from Oprah is a really good thing. And speaking of Lilibet, we have new details on how Harry and Meghan announced her arrival to the royal family. ET has learned the Sussexes shared all the info about the newest royal family member over text to family shortly after her birth, and it was shared on the royal family's WhatsApp group chain.
I can't wait to meet her, because we haven't yet met her yet, so hopefully that will be soon.
Harry also texted Duchess Kate one-on-one after the birth. ET has learned she has been playing a pivotal behind-the-scenes role as peacemaker and is, quote, helping to smooth relationships between Harry and the royal family. Now to Brian Austin Green, who sounds like he found his queen with girlfriend of 9 months, Dancing with the Stars pro Sharna Burgess.
I'm excited for this time in life. I'm excited that she's in my life, and I think she's amazing.
The couple sat down with ET Online's Katie Krause to raise awareness for their cleft palate fundraiser, Search for Smiles, and well, it's serious.
I love him. I love spending time with the boys. They're amazing. I love having them in my life.
You also, though, you just dropped the L word.
Oh, love? Oh, I totally love her. That's without any question.
Yeah, without a doubt.
How has it been to watch your kids really bond with Sharna?
It's been amazing. She has a great connection with each one of them. And they feel really safe with her.
I love
that. They're amazing kids. You know,
yeah, I was going to say.
Not a hard gig.
Do you ever see yourself becoming a mom on your own accord one day?
100%. They've always been on the cards for me. So, you know, we'll see what the universe says will happen.
Brian, that wasn't a hard question.
No, of course. Of course. You notice I didn't say a word.
No.
Yeah. You're kidding.
Sounds like he wants the same thing to me. Well, let's talk Scarlett Johansson now. Avengers fans, like me, needed some closure after the events of Endgame, right? So when it was announced that Black Widow would get her own standalone film, we knew there was more to her story. I was more than geeked to visit the rainy London set to talk to ScarJo and her big screen sis, Florence Pugh. It's another ET exclusive.
Three, two, one, go!
It's about time that you get your own movie.
It's about time. Yeah, I guess it's about time.
Ta-da!
Before I worked for S.H.I.E.L.D., I made mistakes. But I'm done running from my past.
Black Widow's all about Natasha Romanoff confronting her dark beginnings in between the movies Captain America Civil War and Avengers Infinity War. Two people from her past, Florence Pugh and Rachel Weisz, both joining the Marvel Universe with this film hitting theaters and Disney Plus with premiere access July 9th.
I feel incredibly fortunate just because we have an amazing group of women with great ideas and just committed to making this something that's real and deep and visceral.
My plan was to drive us away.
Well, your plan sucks.
And I got to see Florence and Scarlett's sisterly chemistry firsthand on set.
Let's talk about her like she's not here for a second,
okay?
What makes Florence like somebody we really need to watch out for?
I have to watch out for her all the time because she tries to trip me a lot.
Into giving me hugs.
Aww, I know, she's real cuddly.
She's real snuggly. She's real snuggly.
You're already like an Avenger. So what's the training like? Is it as much as you always did or is it easier?
No, it's way harder because I'm older now. So everything is more painful.
Just having like professionals wanting to teach you how to do martial arts or like kickboxing is so wicked. And then you get to do it on set with Scarlett and you're like, what is my life?
proud does it make you, though, to know, not only, I know you're teaching your daughter lots of good stuff, but to know you're leaving, like, this legacy for her to see of this woman, you know, forever.
She was pumped about eating Cheerios the other day because I was on the box, and I was like, are you eating the Cheerios or what? And she was like, it's Mama on the box. And I was just like, all right, she'll eat the Cheerios.
By the way, that trip to London was back when the world was open in 2019. I'm so glad we're finally getting that film now. But yes, Scarlett is still all about that mom life. And there is someone else that knows all about that mom life, our guest co-host.
It's me here on ET. Yes, Nikki's returned to the Jersey Shore, but what's the real reason she left in the first place?
Then,
what people don't see is the heartbreak.
Rita Moreno reveals her greatest struggles on and off screen. Never before told stories from the Oscar winner.
I was so sure I wasn't going to win. I really was.
Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, party's here.
Actually, the party is right here at Madame Tussauds New York in Times Square in the form of my guest co-host, Miss Nikki. Yes.
Hey, girl.
She's making her formal return to Jersey Shore Family Vacation this Thursday on MTV. But the big question, Nikki, what made you want to come back to the show?
I just needed a break in general, just because I feel like it got really heavy with the drama. But then the producers texted me and they were like, listen, we're throwing a party for Mike for his sobriety. Uh-huh. I was like, I can't miss that. And they were like, okay, the baby showers, and then giving me all these events. I was like, all right, I have to come back. I'm willing to shoot as much as I can. I just can't be away from my kids for more than like 3 days.
Were there other reasons as to why you left the show?
I just wanted to be home in my jammies and like just snuggle with my babies. So in general, I just feel like I needed a break for my soul because I was like, I don't want to be here right now. So I feel like it was a good break.
We saw the drama unfold after the speech you and the gals gave at Angelina's wedding.
I think this is it.
Yeah.
This is not fun.
Angelina was so upset and then I felt bad and then it just snowballed into like more drama. Mm-hmm. I was like, I can't handle this. Like, I'm not a confrontational person. I don't like drama. So, I cried myself to sleep for a couple nights.
Does the marriage last between Angelina and Chris?
I'm asking that question every single day.
Well,
it's like they're good and they're not good, so we'll never know. We'll never know.
The situation in Lorne, they are the newest of the crew to welcome a child. It's only been a few weeks, but how is fatherhood treating the sitch these days? How's he doing?
He's I don't want to say confused. He's like, wait, am I ever going to get sleep? Yeah, he's adjusting to being a new parent, and he's like, it's a lot, but they're so in love. Oh. Baby Romeo is so cute.
Now, do we know if he's changing diapers these days?
I feel like he is.
Yeah?
I feel like he'd rather not, but he's doing the role.
Okay, now you are on to another show with MTV as well, Messiness. So why are you the perfect host, Snooki?
I'm the perfect host of Messiness because I am a hot mess. It's like ridiculousness, but messiness, all about people getting drunk in videos, falling down, ruining their lives.
You definitely had those moments.
Yeah, peeing in bushes.
Oh, God.
So it's literally my whole life on a show.
Snooki, we are so looking forward to Messiness. And girl, I could chat with you all day, but now let's head on over to the Bronx for the one and only Rita Moreno.
Let me tell you something wonderful.
The trailblazer shares stories from her past, from her greatest triumphs to her darkest days.
When you try to end your life ends. That's it.
Then, remember these guys?
Will you marry me?
Love is Blind couple Lauren and Cameron still going strong. What you never knew about their TV wedding.
Well, I spent the rest of the day in a t-shirt and jeans.
All right, remember that. Love is Blind fan favorites Lauren Speed and Cameron Hamilton meeting face-to-face for the very first time. Now, Nicole, I know you were a big fan of the show, right?
My guilty pleasure reality show. Obsessed with them.
Without a doubt. Yeah. Well, love is still in the air for these two, and they're even embarking on a new adventure together.
Is it kids?
I wish, but no, not just yet, but they are paying it forward for those still struggling to find some love. Okay, let's talk about some of the achievements you guys have checked off the old list. Reality show, check. YouTube channel, check. author's check. And the title of the book is Leap of Faith. Mm-hmm. So why was this the perfect title for the book?
You know, getting engaged without seeing each other, being married, and now it's almost 3 years later and we're still married. And I feel like all of that encompasses, you know, what it means to take a leap of faith.
Will you marry me?
Oh my God, yes.
Nearly 3 years and this Love is Blind couple is still going strong. They got a dog, Sparks, and started their own YouTube series, which they shoot here in Atlanta. I got a personal tour.
This is our office.
Studio.
Slash creative space.
Wow.
Out now, Leap of Faith is full of advice, like Cameron's unusual secret weapon in the bedroom.
I love chicken fettuccine Alfredo. That's like my weakness, okay? And Cam has realized that. So, you know, whenever he's cooking chicken fettuccine Alfredo, I know that he has intentions.
Okay, bam, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely some bound chicken bowing.
And they even spill a little tea about their TV wedding.
Is it true, Cameron, that during the wedding reception, production actually stopped you and said, hey, we're gonna need that tux back so we can return it on time?
They did absolutely say that. As soon as we finished the reception part, they're like, we need that tux. So I spent the rest of the day in a t-shirt and jeans.
Was it a reality check getting back home, no cameras? Was it a little bit PTSD?
I had nightmares at first. We had phantom mic syndrome where it's like I would be talking and be like, oh, and I'm like, oh, I'm at home. Yeah, so.
Look in your shirt type of thing.
Yeah.
That is so wild. Now, Nicole, can you relate to that, that phantom mic syndrome?
So that's actually a thing. After we're done filming, I'll go home and I'll go to the bathroom and then I'll run the water.
It's so paranoid.
It's a thing, yeah.
Okay.
Paranoia. So
really is. All right. Moving on now to Hollywood trailblazer, Miss Rita Moreno.
Yeah, so she's got an amazing new documentary out this Friday and I cannot wait to see it.
It is so good, Nicole.
So good.
And I got to sit down with Rita, who opened up about the highs and very real lows of her nearly 80 years in the biz.
Boy like that would kill your brother.
I really wanted to be Elizabeth Taylor. Little did I know that there wasn't a chance in hell of something like that happening.
Why do you say that? Because you were Latina?
Yeah.
Rita is one of only 16 EGOT winners, but the Puerto Rican native says she faced severe prejudice in Hollywood at the start of her career.
What people don't see is the heartbreak. What people don't see is the way in which offensively people are treated when they're from another country.
Rita claims the studios didn't respect her Latina heritage, casting her in all kinds of ethnic roles, including playing an Asian character in The King and I.
We tried so hard not to have love for each other.
It absolutely rankled that I always had to do accents. And it rankled that I always had to do the dark makeup. They only saw Hispanic young women as a certain color.
I met with the 89-year-old legend at the Tribeca Festival outdoor screening of her new documentary, Rita Moreno, Just a Girl Who Decided to Go For It.
You also reveal in the documentary admitting to attempt suicide after having an abortion, also after your breakup with Marlon Brando.
Thank God this put an end to that relationship. And that's what it was meant to do. But, you know, I didn't realize at the time that when you try to end your life ends. Yes. That's it.
Thankfully for you, it did not end.
That's right.
To the Puerto Rican kids, wear your nationality like a flag.
An early campaigner for civil rights, Rita attended the 1963 March on Washington. Her documentary hits theaters on Friday, and later this year, she's appearing in Steven Spielberg's new version of West Side Story in a different role than the one that earned her an Oscar in 1962.
I can't believe it! Good Lord! I leave you with that.
Did you think you would be nabbing the title of one of the shortest Oscar speeches in history?
No, because I never believed I was going to win.
Oh my gosh, you clearly have so much living left to do, Miss Sarita. But what do you ultimately hope your legacy will be?
She tried hard. She never gave up.
I tell you, Rita has had an impressive career, and she is not finished yet. That is for sure. Now, Nicole, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yes, queen.
So
you're
fun.
Welcome. And don't forget, Jersey Shore Family Vacation airs Thursday nights on MTV.
Yes.
Back to you, Nichelle.
Yeah, GTL all day, baby. All right, coming up, remembering Naya Rivera, a sneak peek at our exclusive interview with her father, George.
Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Tomorrow on ET...
You think back to that day. Does it replay in your head?
Our exclusive with Naya Rivera's dad, George.
She called me up when she was on the boat, and then the phone cut off.
Nearly a year after Naya's tragic death, what he wants the world to know.
That's the only reason I'm doing this. Keep sleeping soundly, my angel, and we'll take it from here. I love you and miss you.
Tomorrow on ET. I can't imagine that father's pain and heartbreak. That's going to be a special interview. Please join us tomorrow for that. And goodbye from the London West Hollywood. We'll see you guys again tomorrow.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast. I'm here with my producer, Becca. Becca, what can people expect on the podcast?
The extended moments, for sure.
Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
I use the internet.